This is CliffCentral.com.
How do you introduce your dog to other dogs? It's not as scary as you might think. Welcome to Pause for Thought, brought to you by PetHeaven.co.za, your one-stop online pet shop. Pet Heaven's scheduled deliveries will not only save you time and money, but will take all the hassle out of remembering to buy pet food. Go to PetHeaven.co.za now and sign up to the newsletter to get the best deals on a wide selection of toys, treats, and accessories. So let's chat a little bit about socializing your dog. And I think the perfect person to speak to about this is Kathy Clayton, renowned dog trainer in South Africa. Chatting to her a little bit earlier, she does a little bit more than just dogs. Let's talk about that. You've got some interest. You were a teacher before?
Correct, yes. I taught for 20 years. Then I had an accident, which I've sort of life-changing, and I said, right, I'll take my hobby and make it into my profession. So I do that. So dog training became my profession.
And so how long have you been doing that as full-time now?
Since 1994.
Okay, my math is horrible, but that's a long time.
It is a long time.
You're definitely accredited and experienced.
I am, yes.
Okay, so Kathy, we wanted to chat a little bit today about socializing your dog, introducing your dog to other dogs and the do's and don'ts thereof.
Yes.
So let's start off as a puppy. Someone goes and either purchases a puppy from a breeder or perhaps adopts a puppy. So you could be looking at something, a situation where you've got a puppy as young as 6 or 8 weeks. When is the earliest that you start?
You start any time from 8 weeks to between 8 weeks and 4 months of age, but the puppy must have had its second set of inoculations. I personally have my puppy training is between those parameters, 8 weeks and 4 months, and as soon as the owners have had that second inoculation of their puppy, they then come through to my training. But most training schools have this policy.
And the inoculation policy is obviously for safety for
Absolutely.
Your own dog and other yes. dogs there.
Yes. We want to know that the dogs that are together are not going to infect themselves with something that can be life-threatening.
And have you found that's happened in the past?
Not with my training school.
Okay.
I've never had a puppy die from from parvovirus or anything like that, thank goodness.
Yeah, so it really is as simple as having the inoculations done.
Correct, yes.
And everything up to date.
Yes.
So what do you do with an eight-week-old puppy?
We have puppy.
Besides hold it, love it, squeeze it.
That's the prime learning time. This is where you really, what you put into that puppy now stands them for the rest of their life. And at my own puppy kindergarten, I call it,
yeah.
We first of all, they learn to socialize with other puppies. And then we put up a little obstacle course, which they go over, under, around, and through. So they're learning body awareness. And what they do in life when they come across a problem, how they're going to solve it. Suddenly there's this thing in front of them. Can they go over it? Can they go around it? I do lots of noises, so the dogs learn that there's booms and bangs around.
Okay.
We do a little bit of teaching the owners how to sit their dog, to down their dog, a little bit of that.
Which would probably be more hand action and guiding the dog into those positions.
Lots of treats.
Lots of treats.
These days it's lots of treats.
Yeah.
And then at my own training classes, we have then a free play at the end where it's monitored play, how the dogs learn to interact off-lead with dogs. So I have an on-lead play and I have an off-lead play, which is heavily monitored by me and my trainers, because we don't want any bullying. We want the dogs to learn to play nicely.
Yeah, because as little as they are at that age, they have a growl, they have a temper.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you'll be amazed how many eight-week-old puppies come in and they go grrr, and they're growling at other dogs and doing all sorts of things. So we've got to teach them manners on how to interact with other dogs.
I remember choosing a Jack Russell puppy once from the litter, picked this little one up, and her eyes were barely open and she was already growling at me. So
yep.
They certainly developed that from a young age.
And certain breeds will be a bit more growly than others. And the one breed particularly that I know of that call it talking, is Rottweilers. And they often come in, they go, and it's talking.
Yeah, I think I had a similar thing with a puppy, Staffy. And he used to have quite an obsession with our feet. If we nudged him out the kitchen door, he would become quite aggressive from a tiny age.
Yeah. Well, don't push a dog out the door.
Yeah, well, it's probably more human training that you do at this age as well.
Yes, because, again, in my classes, I have a time where I sit the owners down and I say, right, let's discuss the potty training. Let's discuss the nipping, the biting, the chewing. These are very important facts when you have a puppy. You need to know how to handle them.
Okay, so socializing, does that include all of the sort of training that you're mentioning now, or is it a separate curriculum really? Potty training, toy training?
That all falls into the parameter of the 8 weeks to 4 months, the socialization, and we just call it puppy training, puppy socialization / training.
Mm. Okay, so we've bought our puppy, or we've adopted our puppy, preferably adopted. We have now signed up for training and socializing. But what about introducing the dog to other puppies at home or other cats at home or older dogs?
Yes, very important. You're bringing this dear little puppy into your household. You've got older dogs. Some might be very grumpy and not actually want to have this puppy around them. You've got to, again, do it very slowly, carefully. Bring the puppy in, make the other dogs realize that they're still important. Don't go overboard with the puppy. You know, you don't get cross with the puppy, because older dogs are allowed to lift their lips and sort of go grrr at the puppy, because they're saying to the puppy, excuse me, just respect me. I'm older. I'm in charge here. You know, I'm just putting you in your place. But to get cross with an older dog and say, no, don't do that, you can just throw the whole balance out.
Yeah.
And the puppy has to learn, like children, excuse me, don't do that. And the puppy learns that the adult dogs are in control.
Yeah.
Cats are very good at that.
Yeah, cats seem to sort themselves out. They either put themselves onto the roof for a few days or...
Yes, or they give a good swipe at the puppy and the puppy learns, woohoo, got to leave that one alone.
Yeah, that one's got like five weapons. I just find, through my own experience of bringing home a new animal, I sometimes find that humans become too involved, whereas the animals can often sort this sort of hierarchy out by themselves.
They do, but you've also, as an owner, you've still got to watch and be careful, because some older dogs might want to put the puppy in his place but go too harsh on the puppy and go overboard and then hurt the puppy. So there is a balance. You've got to watch it and let the older dogs take over and tell the puppy what's involved. But you can also just say, now gently, you know, be gentle and praise them when they've been good, the older dog, and tell the puppy, no, leave the older dog alone. There is that human. You've still got to be around and you've got to watch it. And for me, I never leave a puppy alone with old dogs until I know that everything is safe and sound.
Yeah. And there are obviously gentle ways of doing it. You don't bring the puppy out and shove it into the older dog's
face. Absolutely not. You take it very slowly.
Yeah.
I have three very old dogs. I have a 15-year-old, an 11, and a 10. And last year I was given a puppy for my 60th birthday. And I thought, three old dogs, puppy. But they have been fantastic with that dog. They really trained that puppy up. And again, my introduction was very slow. Very gentle. Let's meet this puppy. This older dog. Let's meet this older dog.
Yeah. I suppose it can be really rewarding in the end, because you see in your own animals, in your existing and older dogs, that some of them might take on roles that you might not have even known them to be capable of before. So a nurturing role, a mommy role, a dad role.
It's been phenomenal to actually watch this. I really didn't want to get the puppy, but I thought, okay, you know what to do. And it has been the most exciting experience I've had lately, to watch the interaction between the old and the young.
Yeah.
And particularly between my old male, who's 15, and this puppy. The love between the two of them have been phenomenal.
And it's quite interesting. Excuse me. It's quite interesting how... breeds don't really matter when it comes to integrating the different types of dogs and different ages. They really look past that, and it can be a Great Dane and a Chihuahua.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can get on so well.
And you usually find the Chihuahua will have the Great Dane under its paw.
Well, yeah.
Little dogs
it can try. They are too. I myself have a miniature pincher. So.
Oh, yes, they're lovely little ones, but spunky.
Yeah, they can be. Okay, so what do you do in a situation where you've now got the two dogs into the same room or into the same garden, and you have this continual show of aggression by the older dog, and it just doesn't seem to be going away?
Again, you're going to be watching this, and I often say put both dogs on a lead. You can even put the puppy on a lead and the older dog, and then you can watch the interaction so that the older dog can't lunge and attack the puppy, and vice versa. You don't want the puppy rushing up to the older dog and going into the older dog's face.
Mm.
And a lot of treats with the older dog. Now, calm down. Oh, you're leaving that dog alone, the puppy alone. He has a little treaty for you. So the older dog learns that actually the puppy is a rewarding. Mm-hmm. So we get a reward. If we leave the puppy alone, reward. Leave the puppy alone, reward.
Okay, so the puppy's no longer the strange threat. It's yes. actually quite nice,
it's nice
having him around.
Yes. But you never leave a puppy and an older dog alone, even if you think they like each other. Just give it time. Be there. Watch the encounters.
Yeah.
And it takes about 2 weeks, sometimes quicker. But for an older dog, a grumpy older dog, it can take a time for them to accept that there's this puppy around.
And also there may be, things that transpire during play, perhaps when you're not looking. And
yes.
The little puppy nipping at the older one's ear, et cetera. And
exactly.
You haven't seen their reaction yet mm-hmm. or how they handle that.
And that's why when people turn on the older dog and say, oh, you bad dog, but they didn't actually see that older dog is actually perhaps putting that puppy and saying, stop it, don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because the puppies can also have very sharp little teeth.
These very sharp.
These little pins.
Very sharp teeth.
And they don't know their own strength when they bite into a tail.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are your top tips to improve social behavior?
Take it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And don't interfere too much,
mm-hmm.
but be there to manage the situation and watch what's going on. And don't get cross with an older dog.
Mm.
So many people climb into the older dog. No, don't do that. And in fact, they have every right to be telling a puppy what to do.
Yeah.
And lots of praise. And there's nothing wrong with some bribery and corruption with some treats. It works.
And now, Kathy, are there situations where there simply isn't a match and there's nothing more that a person can do to
yes.
socialize two animals?
Yes. Sadly, the reality comes that I often get people saying, we just can't get the two together. Then you've got to make a decision. Are you going to keep them separated? What is your decision? I have had people that sadly have said, okay, we'll give the puppy back, or we'll give the puppy away, because it's just upsetting the older dog too much.
Yeah.
Because we think that all dogs are going to get on with everybody and everything, and actually they don't.
Mm.
And there are some dogs who've been had two, there've been two in the family, one dies, and we think this younger one, or the one that's still alive, is going to want another dog. Not necessarily.
Mm.
So they will probably need to live out their life on their own. When they go, then you bring the new one into the family. It's sad, but it's there.
So obviously we've spoken a lot about dog and dog interaction. We spoke a little bit about cats and the fact that they can kind of suss out things themselves,
yes.
protect themselves, either hop onto the roof or give a good swat.
Mm.
Now, would you recommend, it's obviously a question that a lot of people who are moving into a new place or their first place where they want to get a dog and a cat, etc. Mm. Is there an order that you would recommend in getting a dog and a cat?
I would like to get them together, personally, because then they grow up together.
Yeah.
Yes, I would get a puppy and a kitten together. They grow up together. It's a very sweet relationship.
Mm.
Sometimes older existing cats will accept a puppy. They put it in its place and that. But there are times when that puppy comes in and the older cat says, not a chance.
Yeah.
Then you've got to be very careful again. You've got to make sure that the puppy doesn't chase the cat, that it doesn't turn into a bad situation.
Yeah.
But ideally, I would say bring a puppy and a kitten together.
Mm.
I had that situation many years ago where they grew up together. When those two passed away, I already had some existing dogs, but they are herders, and I never got another cat until I know that I would like to bring them up together.
Mm. I suppose probably the most dangerous situation would be if you had an existing adult dog, and possibly a bigger breed,
yes.
and bringing a kitten into that
very
situation.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm. you've got to watch that so carefully. And again, I deal with a lot of that in my behavioral consultations. In, I've got a dog and I bring in a kitten and it's just not going well. And I say, well, you, same thing. You're going to might have to keep the kitten separated from the dog, but you, cats are difficult because they start wandering and walking around. And then we've had drama where, and sadly, the cat has got killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm very careful. And we talk about, it would be your large breeds, as you've said, but also staffies, anything with a terrier, they chase. And they could really hurt a cat.
Yeah.
To finish off, frequently asked questions about pets with trainer and behaviorist Kathy Clayton. Cats are unhappy kept indoors.
No, if you train them right and they get enough stimulation and enjoy their times inside, a lot of cats live indoors quite happily. But I also know people who will then put the cat on a harness, teach it to walk outside on a harness and a lead.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Oh, yes, you can. being a dog trainer, I've had dogs of varying ages coming through to my training, and I've had an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old dog. They are more set in their ways and can be stubborn, but you can actually train them. And they like doing new things and having their mind expanded.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Pause for Thought, brought to you by PetHeaven.co.za. Never run out of pet food again with Pet Heaven's super convenient scheduled deliveries. Shop today and get 20% off your first scheduled delivery of premium pet products to your door.
This is CliffCentral.com.